And tonight I was going to take a little left turn in some of the things that have been on my mind lately as we've been building toward the contest, the success that is occurring for many of you, and maybe there's a few challenges for folks. I know we've got a few things we need to work through on our end, and that would be, I know one of the questions is how to sign a customer up from the back office. That does not exist just yet, and I'm not sure why. We will find that out. As you may know, Mr. Fairfort, is on a beach somewhere with family and enjoying himself, as at least his toes were. So had his toes in the sand, and so I haven't been able to communicate with him on some of the things that are top of mind. But I did want to dive in for a few minutes and do what I call a little gut check and building some belief in our business. And so I'm going to go ahead and just put it in mute for a few minutes, and then we'll open it back up here in toward the end here. Okay, hold on. All right, so let's make sure we got the right screens sharing. And Brad, what do you see? Do you see the full screen? No. Okay, outstanding. This is called, I called this about 15 minutes ago, building your belief in Gemini. If you can believe it, you can achieve it. A lot of folks take credit for that particular saying. I believe it goes all the way back to Henry Ford and a fellow by the name of Napoleon Hill. If you have not read Think and Grow Rich, I would invite you to do so. And maybe one thing we'll do over the next few months is go through and study that book and some of the things that we can learn and how we can apply it. It's been very successful learning for me and my teams in the past, and maybe that's something that we could take on to help to build our belief and really our belief in ourselves. But let's talk about our belief in Gemini for just a little bit, and let's do a gut check, shall we? So think about this, and if you want these questions, I've got a lot of them. It's not full screen. Somebody says it's not full screen. Hold on just a second. You don't want to see my presentation set up because that's a whole mess. That's why I need Joe. I hired my Joe friend as a... Hold on. We're getting good at this. When I say we, I mean somebody else somewhere is getting real good at this. Let's try it one more time, all right? This time with feeling. What do you see now, Joe? Everything good? No? What's wrong with this computer? Oh, it's the operator. We're going to call it an operator error. All right, let's try it one more time. This time with feeling. And boom.
Drum roll, please.
Yeah, please. You know, you only thought you were going to see a presentation tonight. All right, let's see. What do we have now? How about this screen? Any better?
Same thing.
Same dang thing. Somebody downstairs playing with my garage door opener. It could be a burglar coming in. I'm scared.
We'll see if the burglar will help you get your screen going.
Easy. If I needed that kind of abuse, I'd invite my grandchildren up here.
Get All them. Right. They can do it.
All right. Hold on just a second. I haven't had this issue for minutes. So let's see. How about this screen? All right. Okay, well, my name is Kevin Young. Don't try this at home. I am a professional. Let's go back to one slide ahead of this. What I was mentioning is what I would call a gut check moment. And with that, really, it's the ability for us to understand who we are, what we are, and our capabilities really in this world. And so on a scale of 1 to 10, you might ask yourselves, how well can I explain the features and benefits of Gemini's flagship product, which would, of course, be Remedy, or could be Rev, could be Aura, could be Base, could be Prime. But how well can you explain those benefits, the features and benefits? Remember, features tell and benefits sell. And so if you're thinking of a feature, it might be something like it has Remedy is made with nanotechnology. The benefit is it makes it more bioavailable, up to 20 times stronger than other products on the marketplace, or that 93% of what you're going to consume is going to go into the bloodstream. So that would be the difference between features and benefits. How well can I explain why I am in direct sales and why I chose Gemini? That's a really interesting question when you think about it. Why am I here? What was the driving force behind my decision? You know, an elevator pitch or even a quick testimonial in a 30-second time spot, in my estimation, at least, is made up of three simple components, and they are where I was, what was happening there, what I did, and what I got from what I did. And so if you build your story around that, I was struggling with my full-time job, looking for a way to add additional income to the cash flow every month at the house and get ourselves out of debt. A friend of mine told me about a company called Gemini, and I took a real hard look at it. I understood what they were doing. I like their flagship product. It's called Remedy. It is a hemp oil. And I've started to not only consume that, but share it with other individuals. And I'm on my way to making $400 or $500 per month in just a short period of time. Those kinds of stories you can use to engage individuals. How good am I at answering questions by asking questions to gain further understanding? Think about that. Remember, early on, if you're new to the company and you didn't hear this, early on I talked about questions are the answer. And Alan Pease from Down Under talks about five key questions that he would ask individuals. And so we can go back through that at some point, but really the idea is to ask enough questions so that you can, one, show individuals that you're listening, and two, you can understand what you're going to present to individuals, how you're going to approach the presentation, and really what their needs are. Because if you only ask one question and you don't take time to listen, you're doing them a great disservice. So am I asking questions by follow-on questions and gaining further understanding? On this same scale, 1 to 10, how comfortable am I at answering questions about Gemini and its products? I asked you a question about that as a prospect. How comfortable would you be? Why is Rev a cleaner form of energy than my Red Bull that I've been drinking every day for the last 6 years, whatever that might be? Or, you know, how is it more efficacious for me than my normal stop at the Megabucks store and getting myself that grande super latte, whatever? So being comfortable with answering those questions is very important. How comfortable am I answering questions about the Gemini Hustle compensation plan? Last week when TJ did the presentation, he showed us in four steps the four ways to earn in our business, plus the incentive, which really is a fifth way that you get rewarded in our business. And so how comfortable are you? What are the four steps? Can you enunciate, and can you give additional information that would be pertinent to the listener? On a scale of 1 to 10, how comfortable do I feel asking people for a decision? This is very difficult for individuals that come into our world, and even for those of us that have been in sales for some period of time. But you could use the question, based on what you heard, what did you like best? And on a scale of 1 to 10, where do you see yourself? And if they say they're a 6, you could say something like, what I need to do to move you closer to a 10? And if I can get you closer to a 10, we get you more comfortable or closer to a 10, will you join my team? Whatever, however you phrase that, the will you question, I think, is a very good question. Let's shift for just 1 second. And again, I've got a lot of these questions. These are great for Super Saturdays or for team meetings where you get together and you talk. If you want copies of the questions, please, by all means, reach out to me. I will give those to you. It's a survey that I have done a number of times, and it's quite extensive. There's probably 8 or 9 pages to it, but I've just pulled some of the things that I thought were important to us as we're building our business from the ground up. So, true or not true, when I talk about people I admire and trust, others express a desire to meet them. What this goes to, and these were crafted by my team, but with a very adept surveyor, what this is driving at is your ability or our ability to edify the absent, so to speak. If the person isn't there, and I say something like, you've got to, you know, one of the greatest people in my life is Tuck Trenum, and one of the reasons is I list all of the things that are great about him. And at the end of that, you know, you get somebody that goes, well, I'd really love to meet them. And that's the whole deal, is being able to edify other individuals, okay? So when people ask me questions about how to build a profitable business using my company's compensation, we'll put Gemini Hustle Plan, I know how to best counsel them. So think about that. If that's not true, that's something I'd love to hear, and we can go to work on fortifying that for you and building the track, the word track, so to speak, that you could then internalize and make yours, so that when you're having a conversation with individuals, you are comfortable in showing them not just the comp plan. Okay, there's 4 steps, but how you build with the comp plan. One thing I admire are each of you that understand the value of using the star card and the additional bonus or benefit reward points that are there for you. So you get people that know how to do that. I would recommend, if you don't know how to maximize things, to get with somebody that does, or again, ping me and let's have a conversation of how to best position yourself with teaching people how to maximize the compensation plan. True or not true? I think of 3 to 5 names to add to my list each day. That's a tall order. To think about that, I would put it this way. Sarah Robbins, who's been phenomenally successful, young struggling school teacher up in the Detroit school district and found direct selling, made a commitment to herself that she would take a stack of business cards, and let's say there are 5 business cards, and she carried those with her every day. She would leave the house with that, and she made a commitment not to return home until she had given that card, all of those cards, to individuals that were keenly interested in what she was talking about. one, she had to be magnetic in her approach, and two, she had to be tenacious to be able to do that. And she talks about the times that she really thought, well, maybe I'll just go home. I only have one left. I've done a great job. But she stuck to it. And so think about how you can continually build your list. I call it an evergreen list. Others call it an active candidate list, or, you know, your prospect list. But whatever that is, it needs to be green and growing. When someone is talking, I formulate my response while they are talking. Good or bad? Is that a good or bad behavior? If you're not listening to what the individual is saying, and all you're doing is positioning yourself to answer that, we need to take a step back and think about how we're approaching these individuals, because people pick up when you're not engaged. And so think about that for a bit. You know, you might want to make a note of that when, next time you're speaking to somebody. And just a side note, one thing I would recommend is that you do a team exercise where everybody has a notebook and you give each person 1 minute to talk incessantly about themselves or something that means a lot to them. And the person that's listening, these are in pairs, the person that is listening, that's listening is to be making notes during that so that they can repeat back to the individual what they said. Okay. So good team building and good listening building skill set to have. I make sure others get satisfactory solutions to their problems as one of my top priorities. True or not true? Okay. So if you are a solution provider, you are meeting individuals where they live, and they will come back to you over and over and over again. They will value that in you as well. So that's kind of a gut check time. Now, let me just go quickly. I didn't want to spend all 30 minutes on this. I want to go back into what I'd call from an interest to engagement and the power statements. So I give you a couple of power statements. If you're talking to somebody and you're validating things, and this is the first time I've used this slide and commingled these images, but something you may say to somebody as you're giving them information is, does it give you great confidence to know that Gemini's sister company has been in business for over 8 years? Or stated a different way, that our owners, our founders, have been in business for over 8 years and have engaged themselves in yet another profitable venture. Another power statement, isn't it comforting to know that we believe so much in our opportunity and products that we give a 100% unconditional money back guarantee? That gives me confidence to want to listen to somebody. It's almost you've heard the statement, if it doesn't work for you, or you don't like it, I'll make sure you never get it again, and this one's on me, or I'll give you your money back, whatever that statement might be. There's a power statement that can give you confidence. So I want to shift just again to how you help people visualize. Remember, a picture is worth a thousand words. So can you, saying this to somebody, can you visualize your lifestyle when you were making whatever number they said? Remember, you were talking to them, you were interviewing, how much would you want to make? And those questions are in both the duplication guide and the Ready, Set, Hustle. But if you ask them, how much money do you need to make each month? And they said $500. and you say something to the effect, can you visualize your lifestyle when you're making $500 per month? Or if they're visionaries and they see $10,000, can you imagine, can you visualize your lifestyle when you're making $10,000 per month? And ask yourselves that question. Take that question to heart as individuals that are listening now. Is this something that you can visualize? Because if you can visualize it, you can attain it. The vast majority of big money earners in this business that I've interviewed or met with or known or worked with have a crystal visualization and a burning desire for their attainment of the goals that they set for themselves. And then can you see why our products are the least expensive products on the market, since they absorb better and are more effective as a result? So on Saturday, last Friday and Saturday, I had a couple of conversations with some field leaders, and they were having a question about, you know, the difference between our product and other products. And I'd recommend that you know what that is out there. And when you break it down and you look at somebody spending a certain dollar amount for their product versus a dollar amount for ours, but you recognize that 93% of every dollar that is spent is consumable with remedy, for instance, that makes it more valuable in the marketplace. When you can absorb foods that you consume, you have a win-win. And the last thing I would say before I click this off is, really, do you see the value of, and whatever the blank is, whatever you've elicited from them, if they've told you that they were questioning remedy and the cost and taking it every day for the rest of their lives or whatever, and you've given them an explanation, you could end up by saying, do you see the value of remedy and that remedy provides through the cost analysis that I showed you, or through the absorption, or the fact that 93 cents of every dollar that you spend is going to be absorbed into the bloodstream? Can you see the value? Or do you see the benefit in being able to absorb more and consume less product? Or do you see the benefit in joining an established ownership group with an incredible opportunity like Gemini? And are you looking forward to? So what do they have to look forward to? People love things to look forward to. Are you looking forward to the day that you receive your first commission from Gemini? Or are you looking forward to living pain-free? Are you looking forward to waking up excited about the new day rather than dreading it because you have to commute somewhere you do not like? So hopefully that helps you a little bit it helps me to come back to these from time to time and to reframe myself as I look at my life and what I'm doing and how I'm doing it, to make certain that certainly we are, I'm in a tune and I'm in alignment with my dreams, my visions, the things that I've written down, what I want to do and accomplish. And I'm going to tell you that at the top of my goal list is always this: what I want for myself, I truly want for others. And so it doesn't do me any good to attain everything if I don't have other people with me, if that makes sense. So feel free to unmute yourselves. Any comments, anything that you might say. Hopefully you found a little bit of value in this and you can use some of that and certainly make the presentation available to you as well.
Kevin, this has been a great call, buddy. Absolutely wonderful training. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
I concur.
Well, I love that. I concur.
Love it, Mr. Kevin. And I fixed my hair just for you.
All right, well, let's go to the wonderful and powerful non-Magoo. Where are you, sir?
Yeah, Ethel Sally Shit.
Where are you, Sally Sitwell?
See, he just said, there she is right there. Oh.
We've lost Jay.
No, I'm here. Kevin, can you hear me?
Let's go to, there we go. There you are, my friend.
Yeah, Kevin, I would say, great call. Loved it. I fixed my hair just for you.
Thank you.
So, anyway, y'all, a lot of good things. Definitely something to take home. Continue to get your customers. We have an incredible trip. A lot of ways to do it. Y'all are definitely doing that now, and I want to congratulate everybody on what you're doing now. It is awesome seeing, and I have a feeling there's gonna be a lot of people on this trip. But anyway, thanks for being on, Kevin. Great job, and if you need us, call us. Thanks.
Outstanding. So you know we are hot on the trail of this, and I want to tell you that today I saw new numbers pulled, very exciting, and I'm not going to let any cats out of the bag other than Karen is at the top of the leaderboard. Karen Woolley is at the top of the leaderboard, so I'm going to tell you, if you are in it to win it, you got some people to chase. Susanna Wody, you were in second position. Outstanding job. I'm really proud of these two young ladies just chasing it. And right behind them is Laura Trenum. So outstanding. I don't see Cliff on the call, but Cliff is right in the hunt as well with 3,000 points. So you should see, I don't know if it's been updated, but you should see that. So outstanding job.
Dana's giving me a scare.
So very good. All right, kids. Well, that's it. Unless there's anything else, just keep heading. You know, I don't know if everybody knows this, but 2 weeks ago, Bill, in our Tuesday meeting, turned to me and said, Kevin, can I have will you commit to adding customers? And he gave me a number. I don't know what the number was. And we did it last week, kids. We did it by two times as much. So thank you for that, because you see the value in the compensation plan right there. You see how important customers are, and we are proving that we can do that. And we've hit the number again as of when Bill was leaving the office for this week. So I'm looking forward to lunch on him tomorrow. So sorry I can't share, but I'll send pictures. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Brad. I know. You've always got your hand. I'll feed you when I'm down there.
I'm very, very proud of my team.
Yeah, your team is outstanding. Each one of you, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Can I say hi? Can I give a shout out to Anissa? She's put your face close. Come closer, Anissa.
Hi, Anissa.
Hi.
Where
is she?
I'm the darkest one.
She's already got two customers.
Oh, Anissa, I see you. Congratulations.
I'm just so tan. Oh, there I am.
I'm going to make you the spotlight video.
Oh, there she is.
There you go. So, folks, this is Anissa. She is where are you from?
You mean... Here?
Where do you live?
What?
Where do you live?
Grapevine.
Yeah. So you don't have many people to talk to in the Metroplex. 5, 6, 7 million people.
Not at all. Thank goodness I have people in Vegas and California.
Outstanding. Well, congratulations. And you're with a good team. Eva's outstanding. Her upline's outstanding. And Brad
her
is.
Her downline's pretty good, too.
Yeah,
hairline, sideline, hairline, they're all good. So congratulations. Way to go, Eva. Thanks, Anissa. Thanks for being on the call. We appreciate you.
Thanks. I'm Kevin, really excited. I'm so glad to hear all the opportunity there is for me. So it's really good.
She's got her mentor meeting in the morning.
Good.
Nice.
Yeah. Outstanding.
She's making me get up early, y'all.
I know. I'm like, can we do it like at 7? She's like, I am not a 7 o'clock girl.
You know, in direct selling or network marketing, and one of my very dear friends, a fellow named Lowell Thomas, bless his little soul, 80 some odd years old now, but he told me one time, I said, hey, Lowell, what time does a network marketer typically get up? And you know what he said?
10 o'clock.
When we're done sleeping.
Yes, that's after you've done a lot of work.
Yeah. He did. He built to the top of his company. He's still there. So that's outstanding. Well, congratulations. Thanks for being on the call this evening, folks. We think the world of you down here, and we love our Gemini Nation. Peace out.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thanks for your success.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Good night, everyone.
Bye, Chrissy.
Good night, everybody. No, bye-bye.
Bye, Jay. Thanks, Jay.